Basically, it's not cold at all. It's not windy.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, chill out.
Don't worry about it.
But yeah, it's kind of, this is our last, like, I won't be here next week, maybe.
No, I will not be here next week.
Yeah.
This will be, hopefully. this is our last show before spring break.
Exciting stuff. Like, yeah, soak it all in while you can.
Yeah. It's a very springy set list that we have today. It's all Ione.
So, if
I have listened to it, but I have not contributed whatsoever. But I approve. She has my stamp of approval.
Yeah, so if you're feeling like, something special is missing
something
from this.
Like,
it's not doing what it normally does.
It's missing something.
Then it's Wellesley's magical touch.
Yeah.
But nonetheless,
just making that clear. Yeah. Nonetheless, we're starting off with Palace
because it's basically a repeat. The first three artists are all artists we had on the last three, like on the last.
We're nothing if not consistent.
We're nothing if not consistent. You know what to expect from us.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, first up is Live Well by Palace. So yeah.
Yay.
Hope you guys like it. If not, come to me and not Wellesley.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
it came to this I see, and if it comes to this I know, we'll have had more than most. It's so in the dream that I have had.
Don't waste my time. Don't Choose my ground, and maybe I'd never listen. But if I were a mountain, I'd close my mouth, and maybe I'd be forgiven. But is it really so bad? I can do it on my own.
the color. The black fingernails match the carpets of your heart. Not quite as cool as we once were. I guess it's time we go on.
Pick up the phone, you call me down. I never got used to that ringing sound. And drinking out of the same cup, When I run low, you fill me up. Yeah, when I run low, you fill me up. So dress up in your finer things, and the smile can't hide anything. And pin the flower to my chest, and count the days that I've got left. Oh, I'll count the days that I've got left. And I don't know how we got so far away from what I had inside. Are you gonna sleep tonight? And I don't know where it's gonna be a year from now, or anyhow, how it's gonna be tonight. Ain't it funny how I wanted this all my life? Ain't it funny how I got it here and it don't seem right? Ain't it funny how we all want to be someone new? Ain't it funny how I fell in love and then came June? But I don't know, but I've been told my woman, she's got eyes of gold. Well, I spend all day and I search all night till I see them in that perfect light. Oh, I'm gonna see them in that perfect light. And I don't know how we got so far away from what I had in sight. Are you gonna sleep tonight? And I don't know where it's gonna be a year from now, or anyhow, how it's gonna be tonight. Ain't it funny how I wanted this? Ain't it funny how I wanted this all my life? Ain't it funny how I got it here and it don't seem right? And then came June.
Hello, hello. That was June by Bristol Moroney, which has a special place in my heart because I just have a special connection with June. As it is my birth month, and it's just, I had to put it in there, and I feel a resonance in my heart.
And then there's another Bristol Moroney song coming up right after this, because
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay, it's fine, didn't even notice, but yeah. But on that note, we have
a PSA for you.
A very important PSA for you.
Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. This has been a public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio.
Thank you, Wesley.
Good stuff. You're welcome.
That's actually so cool.
That is.
Never knew about that before. So I hope you're feeling informed and ready to contribute to food and not bombs.
So true, Ione.
Yeah.
So true.
Don't contribute to bombs, guys. Sounds bad.
Yeah.
You heard it here. Next up is...
Morbus and Maroney.
Morbus and Maroney. Small talk. And we'll be back. We'll be back soon. Okay.
And halfway home, you caught me at the station, struck me up with quiet conversation. It'd been months since you had set me free. Filled me in on your newfound meditation, the quiet lies help your dedication to dreams that you loved more than you loved me. And I do not want to be cold to you. You left me no choice again. But girl, you better act your age, or you're gonna find yourself alone someday. Standing still in the same old place, looking the same way as yesterday.
gone so fast. From kissing and fear queens, our summertime identities don't last. No, they don't last. And as our time shrinks, I just wanna keep you in this fine space. I like you from your hair ties to your shoelace. And if it's all right with me, oh.
the aisle. Running out of your winter coat.
Hello, we're back kind of early because our last song is really long, that was Red Hearts by Marlon DeMonte.
That was good, I really like that one.
I'm a fan, I'm trying to think, I guess I can do some advertising, guys. I'm not advertising, sorry. I'm just letting people know about an event that's happening this evening at Tamper, 340 Boston Ave, 340 Boston Avenue. And yeah, we're going to listen to great music from 5 to 7 p.m. at Tamper. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be from, Tamper has like a lot of records in the basement, and so we're going to be busting those out. And
so cool.
Yeah, it's very cool, and it's going to be awesome, and so many people are going to be there, and it's going to be the best time ever, so everyone should come and check it out. I'm trying to think what else is happening. It's midterm season, guys. I hope that you guys are surviving.
I'm drowning. Yeah. I'm drowning really quickly. But it's over. Today's my last day, and then it's fine. And then I'm out. That's actually not true. Well, I guess. It's half true.
Everyone wish Wellesley so much luck on her midterm that's happening here. Like, so far away, and not, you don't even have to worry about it yet. But,
in about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
LOL.
Chill vibes.
LOL.
But she doesn't even need luck, because she's so prepared and is going to be
so amazing.
It's fine.
She's just gifted like that. But yeah. It was such a good show today. I look forward to coming back in 2 weeks' time.
Whoa, two weeks?
No,
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Whoa.
Wait, yeah. 3 weeks. All refreshed. You'll be longing for us. And so you'll be like so excited to listen
so
to us.
So it'll be even better.
It'll be
like,
better.
Wow. Absence makes the heart grow. Wow, I just like completely lost my voice. Did you hear that? Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Exactly.
Excuse me, guys.
So yeah, and I have a little poem about March to send us off. And I wrote it this morning because I woke up at 6:56, and that was deeply upsetting to me. Like, why was I waking up that early?
Deeply upsetting to everyone.
I'm sorry. Oh, wait,
in the room. That's okay.
Sorry. my bad. But yeah. So this is a product of early morning rising. So it is March, in case you haven't noticed. And the air holds warmth in its palms. The fingertips of the chill wind brush against the heat of the sun, painting your skin in pink hues and soaking your bones with the peace of pools melting into the ice. The old earth and the pine trees rubbed with the oils of its rough hands, rosy with new blood. And so you hold a new palette in your gaze, the canvas raw and unfinished, still wet with beginnings, bashful in a forgotten dress, breathless in anticipation, awaiting the varnish of fresh life. So, just a little short ode to the coming of spring.
Ode to March. Yeah.
The last song we have for you is Daffodil Lament by The Cranberries, and this is a very special song for me because it actually featured on the first playlist I ever made on Spotify in seventh grade. It was a homework assignment, and I had to make a playlist that was like a soundtrack to Hamlet, like a scene in Hamlet or something. And the other songs that featured on that playlist were, it was Daffodil Lament, which goes with, like, Ophelia's, like, fall into insanity, and then, Black Rain by Ozzy Osbourne.
Right.
The Darkest Day by Kid Koala and Emiliana Torini, and Still Alive by Red. I was a pretty epic, like,
7th grader.
Yeah,
wow.
Seventh grader. I don't 12 know. I was like 12. 12? Yeah.
That's such a cool assignment though.
I know, it was fun. And I got an A. My teacher really liked it. It was my English teacher and she was terrifying. But good times. My other like playlist from that era, which are all like my mom's Spotify, are like, one of my playlists is also just, it's called Good Songs, and it is entirely of Monsters and Men, and then, like, contemporary jazz.
Duh,
because I was, like, the coolest 12-year-old of all time, basically. So, special place in my heart, and I feel like it's appropriate for this time of the year. I hope you guys love it so much, and we'll see you, I guess, will we even see you again in March? I'm trying to figure that out. We might just see you
in April. So.
I don't know.
Oh, then this was extra special.
Extra special.
Yeah, no. We there will be a last March.
A last March. We'll see you at the end of March, so I hope you guys have such a good month, basically, which is crazy to think about. Anyway, enjoy.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
For now.
For now.